Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
And it's that time of week when Scott Jago gives us clues, and we'll see if we can figure out where he has been roaming St. Louis. Joe Pott sitting in with us as well to help me guess, because
right.
I never get these.
Neither do I. That's all right.
I think this one's pretty easy and fun if you know that this place exists. We'll get to the specifics here in a minute, but let me start with this clue, which is very weird. I wonder what that is.
That doesn't help anybody.
No, it doesn't help anybody. It's just a good piece of sound. All right.
Started in Croatia in 2015. We were the 49th museum open. We have 61 museums completely throughout the whole world. So we're opening them as fast as we can get them up in the United States, and we're just trying to keep this brand growing around the world.
Okay. So it started in Croatia.
A museum franchise.
A museum franchise.
Interesting.
And it's, worldwide. So there's a little clue there.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go to the next one.
Started in Croatia in 2015. We've had people come in and they don't look like they're going to have fun. Before they get through the first or second exhibit, they're already having fun. Before they get to the end of it, they can't wait to come back again the next time. So, yeah, it's catered to kids, a lot of it. We're affiliated with STEM.org, and we actually have field trips, groups, teachers come in all the time here to see what we have to offer.
STEM.
I think I know what it is, but I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, maybe it'll come to you by the end. I still got two more clues. Joe, any thoughts?
No, none yet.
Yeah, involved kids,
children,
STEM.
Okay,
so it's got some learning involved.
Okay,
this might help.
The Ames Room is where you can grow and shrink right in front of someone. You walk, you can stand in one corner and you can be tall, and you're in the other corner and you're very, very small. But the one that always get everybody going is when you get to the dark room. We have that vortex tunnel, and it seems like the whole room is spinning around, but in all actuality, the curtain is the only one that's spinning, and everything else is all up in your brain, and it's making you feel like the whole thing is spinning around in one big circle.
I think I know.
Okay.
Is it the Museum of Illusions?
It is.
Yay, I got one.
Very nice. Yay. Well done.
I have one more clue to play just for fun.
I always tell people a couple things. If your brain can't perceive something, take your phone out, hold it up, and it would all come together, because you can't fool your phone, because your phone don't have a brain. The same with the Boucher chair. You hold your phone up there and then it looks like a chair, but with your naked eye, it doesn't look like a chair.
So it is the Museum of Illusions. Good job, Megan. And it's in City Foundry. It's been there for about a year and a half. They have about 50 exhibits. It's very fun. If you get disoriented easily, maybe stay away from certain exhibits. But there's plenty in there that doesn't make you dizzy. The Boucher chair he's talking about is a flat piece of wood. And if you go sit on it, it looks like you're in a chair. It doesn't look like a chair. So there's one thing, and it looks like you're a tiny person in a big chair. The other one, the vortex thing, I could not go through this. I've been to the Museum of Illusions before. So it looks like a swinging bridge. It's not moving at all. The curtain next to it is moving, but it makes it seem like it's swinging. You step out onto it, it looks like the whole room is going upside down, and it's
That's all it took for you.
So, yeah, that's it. I stepped out one step, back, I was done. And he was saying that kids, they just run right across it. So kids' brains are different, and
they don't care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But they don't have that, you know, as you age, that thing in your brain gets worse. So that's like,
says, don't do it.
Don't ride roller coasters or whatever. As you get older, that's what your brain is telling you. That's one example. There's one where you lay on the floor, and then it looks like up top that you're hanging off the building.
Ooh.
But you're just laying there on the floor.
I don't think I'd like that one.
No, that one has no disorientation at all. You just lay on the floor, and then but the person behind you can see that you're clinging to a building. It looks like that. That's what it looks like.
Wow.
Yeah. And the sound you heard at the beginning is one of those boards where the pegs come through. And the kids love them. You know, you could push them in, and then they come out some other place.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that was. So there's lots of games. It's very interactive. There's a room where you can play all those like little wooden puzzle games. People stay in there for hours. So it's a fun place to go. Museum of Illusions.
We've only got a few more days before school starts for a lot of kids, so yeah. Maybe people can add that.
Yeah, something to do, right?
And actually, they have a family deal this month until school starts. You can get 2 tickets for adults, 2 for kids, and it's cheaper, and they got all this stuff included. So.
Get out of the heat.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's another good idea.
So when can we hear it?
Roaming St. Louis is 8:20 and 9:20 on Sunday morning. Total information AM Sunday.